From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NATO's main military base in southern Afghanistan is under attack. Master Sergeant Sabrina Foster says insurgents began firing rockets at Kandahar airfield a couple of hours ago, quickly followed by a ground assault. It's uncertain if there have been casualties. The U.S. military is confirming two more American deaths this week in northern Iraq. Officials say the service members were killed in separate incidents. The ongoing violence in Afghanistan and Iraq are stark reminders of what confronts the newest graduates of West Point. Today, President Obama warned them of the challenges that lie ahead, but he also reminded them that protecting their country and all it stands for is worth defending.
Years from now, when you return here, when for you the shadows have grown longer, I have no doubt that you will have added your name to the book of history.
President Obama speaking to West Point's graduating class of 2010. Mr. Obama's ordering a commission to investigate the BP oil spill. In his weekly address, he also pledges to hold BP as well as the government accountable for oversight breakdowns that led to the rig explosion last month. BP executive Doug Suttles says his company is doing all it can to contain the spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
I just ask folks to judge us on our actions. I mean, we've spent over $700 million. We have about 23,000 people working on this now.
Suttles speaking to NPR this morning. At least 158 people are feared dead from a plane crash in southern India today. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
The Air India plane, a Boeing 737-800, crashed into a hilly forest after overshooting a runway in Mangalore in southern India. A survivor of the flight from Dubai said the aircraft broke in two as it skidded off the runway during a light rain shower. Air India said all of the passengers were Indian nationals. It said both pilots had more than enough experience to handle the runway at Mangalore's airport, which is on a hilltop. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is expressing grief over the crash and has asked the government to provide all available assistance to victims and their families. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
The mothers of three Americans jailed in Iran for 10 months are on their way back home to the U.S. They were expected to arrive this afternoon after they were allowed to visit their children, but they couldn't win their children's release. However, the Swiss ambassador in Iran tells AP that it was merely a visit and that the mothers did not negotiate with Iranian officials. Switzerland handles U.S. interests in Iran. The U.S. military says that two American soldiers died in separate incidents in northern Iraq, as we reported earlier. In more details, a military statement today says one U.S. Division North soldier died Friday near Mosul, and the incident is under investigation. A second statement says another soldier died on Thursday. This is NPR News. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is officially on the campaign trail. He will seek the governor's job once held by his father. From member station WNYC, Brian Zumhagen has more.
In a video posted on his website, Andrew Cuomo says with its high taxes, low performance, and political corruption, New York is upside down and backwards.
The New York state government was at one time a national model. Now, unfortunately, it's a national disgrace.
Cuomo says as governor, he'd advance stricter ethics laws and lure corporations with tax incentives. And he says he'd save money by consolidating local government agencies and capping state spending without raising taxes. Cuomo enters the race ahead of Tuesday's state Democratic convention, far ahead in fundraising and with greater name recognition than several Republicans seeking the GOP nomination. There are no other announced Democratic contenders. The current governor, David Patterson, decided in February not to seek re-election. For NPR News, I'm Brian Zumhagen in New York.
On the International Space Station, some rest and relaxation today. The crew of Shuttle Atlantis is getting part of the day off after they finished their third and final spacewalk of the mission that was slated to be the last for Shuttle Atlantis. Shuttle and its crew of six are scheduled to leave the International Space Station tomorrow morning. During their week-long visit, the astronauts gave the space station six fresh batteries, an extra antenna, and a brand-new Russian compartment full of supplies. Police say a Picasso lithograph and four paintings have been stolen from a collector's home in Marseille. The theft comes on the heels of the $123 million art heist from Paris's Museum of Modern Art, but is on a far smaller scale. This is NPR News.